This is Dr. Mejia, the same for the patient. Marianne Webster, medical record is 151202, Dr. 11-2, 1954, referring physician, Dr. David Tarakshan. Procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, neck polyphectomy, date of the procedure, August 17, 2022. Indications, history of polyphocal local blood test positive, post of diagnosis, impression 1, diffuse gastritis 2, 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia, number, next number, irregular Z-line, next number, internal hemorrhage, next number, 3 colon polyps removed, next number, diverticulosis, coli, paragraph, deform session, cecum. For the colonoscopy, the composition of the duodenum for the EGD, complication non-immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, per paragraph, open procedure as per double template, per paragraph, findings, total findings appear normal, per paragraph, esophagus, D-lines appears irregular, biopsy taken on lab bears, per, there's a 3 centimeter sliding height or hernia, per paragraph. Stomach, there's diffuse erythema, antibody, biopsy taken right H. pylori, per paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid colon, lethal polyp, 8 millimeters removed by snack, carotid polypectomy, inferior paragraph. Scattered diverticulosis present in the sigmoid descending colon early, period. In the descending colon, lethal polyp about 10 millimeters removed by snack, carotid polypectomy, inferior paragraph. Some inflection appear normal, inferior paragraph. In the transverse colon, lethal polyp about 8 millimeters removed by snack, carotid polypectomy, inferior paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, period. Ascending colon sigmoid appear normal, period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical next number. Repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.